Well, today, August 30th, National Grief Awareness Day. No doubt somewhere, sometime in our lives, we will all experience grief in our own ways. My next guest can testify. On May 19th, 1988, a moment after Rob Gore arrived at his ex-wife's house to pick up his 8-year-old son Andrew, his playmate pushed the boy into a street on a wagon, hit by an SUV, killed instantly that day that I'm sure you, Rob Gore, will never forget. Your book, Dear Andrew, a chronicle of love and grief as expressed through the letters to your deceased 8-year-old son. Rob, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
Husband, father, writer, mathematician, scientist, and more. You have been writing over 20 years. You've been a father for over 40, and Dear Andrew is your first literary publication and more. So here we are, a very important day, and every day, I imagine, you think about your son?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's never far from my thoughts.
Yes, others that we have interviewed, both locally, nationally, and regionally, that talk about losing someone, and here you are up close and personal with your work. Dear Andrew, how does one know when he or she is ready to write about this point of grief in their life?
I think it's just it just comes to you that you need to do it. I started within the first week after Andrew died, and continued for over two decades. I think that that people express themselves how they need to express themselves, and I have found it very gratifying that when I talk about or read a letter that people say, I should do this. This would help me.
And did it help you?
Very much, very much. I didn't know what to do after it happened, and I needed to find a way to stay close to Andrew, to continue to be his father, to relate to him, and to find myself after what was really the most isolating experience of my life.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit before we talk about this Awareness of Grief Day. Talk about, I guess, the structure of your book, described as beginning with the raw shock and bewilderment. You're writing this as expressed through letters.
Yes, yes. And I often knew I needed to write a letter. I knew that that I had a general idea of what the letter was going to be about. I didn't always know what the letter was going to say until I wrote it. And it follows the evolution of my feelings as time went on, from, as you say, from shock to ultimately to a sense of peace.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this day of National Grief Awareness Day. What is the importance, or should there be an importance of sharing grief?
Absolutely. I think the only way for people to really heal is to share their grief. Grief is like an open wound. It's like an open wounds require air to heal. And I think that that sharing grief does many things. It allows you to not be alone with it. I think that being alone with grief is the worst thing. And I have been active in the Compassionate Friends. I find that there's another aspect to group sharing, and that is that you begin to care about other people's stories, about other people's children, about other parents, and that letting new love in your life is part of healing.
You tackle the question: how many kids do you have? What's the answer for you, and what's the answer for others?
Well, it varies. I usually go with my instincts when I'm talking with somebody. Sometimes I will say I have three children, two living and one deceased, because I don't like the idea of leaving Andrew out. as if he never was. That doesn't make any sense to me. And sometimes I just don't answer the question. I say I have a daughter who lives in Philadelphia, and I have a daughter who lives in Cleveland. I think everybody needs to come to their own place with it. There isn't really a good answer that works all the time.
Father, husband, Robert Gore with us, talking about his loss of son Andrew, his latest work out, Dear Andrew, on behalf of National Grief Awareness Day. Robert, a transcontinental train ride was part of the turning point in your grief?
Yes. I have always loved trains, and I have actually crossed the country round trip by train 5 times in my life, and 4 times prior to the train trip you mentioned. And I think that what happens is that most parents have lost their inner child by the time they are adults, and they find their inner child again through their own children. And when I lost Andrew, as when parents lose a child, they often lose that inner child as well. And somehow that magical train trip rekindled my relationship with little Bobby. I could see him looking back at me through the window as I looked out on just awesome scenery. And it was a grand adventure.
You also discuss in your book, Dear Andrew, the true meaning of recovery.
Yes, I think that recovery is a matter of acceptance of not so much what happened as acceptance of how you feel about it, acceptance of your inner thoughts and feelings. So often, especially in the early part of grief, we fight with our inner feelings. We are at war with ourselves as to, did this really happen? What really happened? Do I have guilt? Most parents do, even if unreasonable, and my experience is it always is. Should I be sad on this on some occasion, or should I be crying, or should I not be crying? And these judgments amount to an inner war. And I think that coming to an acceptance, I describe it as like a fluid inside your body, and it just finds its own level.
And how were you able to find new joy and deepened passion in life and living after your son's death?
I think it was, in fact, through accepting my grief, and I really embraced the intensity of the grief itself. I did not try to stifle it, and I think that what happens is that when we try to stifle, it's like a broadband antibiotic. When you try and stifle one emotion, you really stifle them all. And by embracing the most prominent emotion, I think that what happened to me was that I was able to embrace all of them.
You are also involved with the Compassionate Friends, an organization for bereaved parents and siblings?
That's correct, yes.
And I trust your suggestion for one who follows in your journey must and should seek out assist?
I think that it's very helpful, however, I want to caution that our experience is that people who come too soon after their loss frequently don't come back. I think the intensity of hearing other people's stories is often too much in the first few months.
Yeah.
So we have found that people who wait maybe 2 or 3 months tend to get better use, better value, and tend to be able to come back. But somehow the sharing and as I mentioned before, the caring does slowly help people to come back. They don't feel so alone with their grief because everybody has had similar experiences. We are more alike than we are different.
How do we find out more information about your work, dear Andrew Robert?
Well, the book is available on Amazon. There's also a website, dearandrew.net, and those are the primary places.
Thank you very much, Robert, for sharing your world with us. Robert Gore, on behalf of your work, Dear Andrew, we'll speak again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.